Who dares to sneak inside my home? If you've come to take any of my gold, you'll be sorely mistaken. This granary is my hoard, and the gold within it belongs to me. So what if anything makes you think that you can take what's mine? You claim not to be a thief, eh? Is that so? So tell me then, why are you here? I don't believe ye. And why should I? You claim to be looking for work. You claim that I can afford your rates. What is it you offer? What is it that you offer then? News of the outside world. Now, why would I need something like that? I suppose you have a little bit of a point. And I suppose that perhaps I can agree with ye. Tracking the movements of the other kingdoms to ensure that my hoard is protected from unseen threats, eh? What makes you believe that I can't take care of my own? What makes you think I need you? Do you know what I can do with my breath alone? How my wings beat so fiercely that I can cause a hurricane? And you think I need you? I take what I want, when I want. And there hasn't yet been an adventurer that can stop me. Nor do I believe there ever will be. I am impossibly strong. Impossibly fast. Tell me, little thief, are you afraid of dying? Because if you don't give me something good, I'll kill you. And then I'll hunt down your family and I'll burn their house down. So what is it that you can do? I am getting hungry from this boring conversation. You've had a rumor. What kind of rumor exactly? You think those damned elves would actually try their hand at coming into my place to free the forest from my influence? I doubt that, seriously. Oh, I know what the elves think belongs to them. This land is mine. But if ye think you can sabotage them elves, well, perhaps I can accommodate ye. I could part with, say, a single gold coin. What do you mean that's not enough? It's more than enough for your life. Life is cheap to a dragon, especially non-dragon life. Fine. I can see giving you maybe 2 coins. You want 4? 4 coins for that kind of knowledge? I'm sorry, 4 coins a week? To give me updates? Do you think me daft? Why would I ever give you 4 coins for something I can go do myself? My hoard would be unprotected. I suppose that is a fair point. But what makes you think that you can do as much damage as a dragon can to an entire kingdom? An assassin, you say? You plan to take on the king? That's funny, lad. That's funny. Maybe I'll tip you an extra coin for making me laugh. You think to go after the king of the high elves and expect to live? Oh, that's very rich. What sort of proof will you provide that you've killed him? You'd bring his head, eh? Now that's a task. Say that you really are able to kill the king of the high elves. You're saying you'd be willing to do all that for just 4 gold coins. Now tell me, why don't I believe you? Of course I'm going to be cautious. What reason do those elves really have to come after my hoard just because I'm in the middle of one of their forests? I've been sitting pretty for years. Why now? They think that they're in danger of what? Extinction? Only if I get involved, I can almost guarantee those pointy-eared bastards extinction. No. That seems unlike the elves. But I've always hated them bastards anyway. I would love nothing more than to lay Cuthbert down. Oh, the whole city in ashes. But I suppose I could settle for their king, especially at such a low rate. So what is it you really want? You want my guaranteed protection. I suppose that if you're under my employ, that I could protect you. I could seize about doing that for you. Perhaps. But what else is in it for me? Oh. You're a mite cheeky little one, aren't you? Bold of you to come onto a dragon that hard. You must be desperate. Who exactly is chasing after you then, if I may? Oh, the Inquisition, you see. Sounds to me like someone's been up to something they shouldn't be. What exactly would the Inquisition want with someone like you? Don't you dare say her name in my presence. You know she's the cause of so many deaths of dragons. The only lives that matter to me. My own kin, felled by that foul beast in that damnable empty tower. And you. You work for her. I should kill you now. Give me one reason I shouldn't. You claim not to be working for her, and yet the Inquisition is after ye. So which is it? A misunderstanding? If it was simply a misunderstanding, why would you come to a green dragon? It's not that simple, you see. What makes it so complicated? What business is it of mine what the humans do with their politics? Let alone anyone feckin' else. Oh, I see then. So you've pissed off the Inquisition by stealing something you shouldn't have. Well, come now. You got a show and tell. I don't believe you at face value, you know. Nor should I. I'm a shrewd kind of dragon, I'll tell you. So you show me, and I'll let you live. My word. Now that is a beautiful golden little trinket. Fine. I believe you. Now, what do we do? All right. I think I can live with a sort of deal like that. You get yours, I get mine. Everybody, except those elves, wins. Now, before we finalize our little arrangement, I think it'd be best if I take a peek over at Cathbert, give him a flyby, and see their king. Just to make sure you bring me the right head, and not some poor pissant in a helmet and crown you've fashioned. Or what? So indignant? You don't think that I would see through that ploy? the easy money that comes from that. You know, 4 gold is more than most peasants make in 4 years. I'm no fool. So I'll go check on my investment. And if, after your deed, Cuthbert truly is in chaos, I'll even tip you an extra gold for the week. I've never liked the High Elves, believing that they own the land just because they can speak to the trees sometimes. I hear the trees too. Might as well call me the fucking Lorax. And you know what they say? The elves can go sawed off. That's what they fucking say. It's true. Regardless, I'm here in my lair, deep beneath the underbrush, deep in the deepest parts of the forest. If they want to try their hand at my horde, we'll try our hand at their king. Fuck their economy. They can't get to me. You, my little business partner, have a deal. Oh, and I suppose I should go without saying, if you foul this up somehow, or if you double cross me, like I said, I'll devour you and burn your family and your village and everywhere you come from to the fucking ground. You understand me? Good. Then I doubt we'll have this conversation again. Because if we do, it's not likely to be a very pleasant conversation. You can. Good. Now I ain't paying you 4 gold to stand around staring at my horde. Get your arse out of here. And bring me that head, or don't come back. Oh, damned elves. What the idea of throwing their world into chaos with war. That'll be spectacular. I could make use of that little one for sure.